Thanks for checking out the Kid Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And heads high, killing with it, no. Welcome back to what is now, it's official, this is the number, wait, hold on, did Kendrick drop? Did he drop?
Give him 6 minutes.
Hold on, wait a minute, okay, hold on. Welcome back now, we're back again for what is now, god damn it, Drake dropped, shit. Welcome back to the number one podcast for people that spent all weekend going back and forth on their phones trying to figure out what the hell was going on, who dropped when, until their goddamn phone almost broke. The kids are asleep. We poured some drinks. We took an L. I'm Sean.
Speak for yourself. I'm Shannon.
Who knows?
Who knows what we're going to talk about?
Who knows what we're going to talk about this week?
Who knows what we're going to talk about this week? Yeah, we're going to get into it. We will get into the battle.
In due time.
Yeah.
It's no rush. How you doing, boo?
I'm sipping a little red wine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to calm and relax. I've had a rough go at the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I woke up on... I've lost track of time.
Sunday.
I want to say, yeah, it was Sunday.
Sunday.
And my right eye was just completely swollen shut, you know, just glued over. And so I was like, oh, great. I've had this happen before. So it's like, okay, you know, I have lashes on all the time. So take the lashes off, get the contacts out, you know, ice, heat, compress, eye drops. I'm taking a bath. I'm relaxing. I'm doing all the things. I'm drinking a ton of water. Well, I think we were drinking on Sunday, but anyhow, it's neither here nor there.
It's neither here nor there.
I've been there, done that with this, you know? And so I was like, oh, you know, usually it's like a 24-hour thing. Cause the thing that I dislike and what I was telling Sean is like, anytime something like this happens and it's so trivial, it's like, you don't know what it is. I didn't know if it was an allergic reaction to something that I had used like makeup wise. Cause it just started like feeling weird, or if it was like allergies, because this season has been rough. So it's like when you don't know what it is or how it happened, there's no way to prevent it from happening in the future, which is probably one of my most hot and bothered. Can we talk about it? So then,
oh man,
not again,
not again.
So that night, like it was not. Even I don't feel like it was even mending. So I go to bed and I'm thinking, okay, well, Monday I'm going to wake up and maybe there's like another day of this. Usually it's like 24 hours. That eye, when I woke up, was feeling a little bit better. I woke up and my left eye was completely swollen shut. Same exact thing. Swollen shut. Worse than my right eye. So here we are. Monday, and now we're into today. We're recording. It's Tuesday. Yesterday was just it looked like I had a full hitch moment, like Will Smith.
Oh well, I'm not gonna lie to you. Even today, you put on glasses, and we went to the grocery store.
Oh yeah, sunglasses inside the grocery store.
I didn't think about it until we got to the checkout line at TJ's,
mm-hmm.
And I looked at you. And then I looked at me, and then I looked at the cash register lady, because, you know, you're in your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like...
Because I'm like a little embarrassed anyways that I'm...
Exactly. Like, you have that
today
don't look at me
face. Today I finally
was
like, I have to get out of the house.
But in my mind, I didn't even connect the dots until I was like, wait,
you have sunglasses
do I look like... an abuser right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even process it
yeah,
until
what was
it was
happening.
Just 1, 2, 3, and we're in yeah. And then because it's when you're walking around the store, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But then you're just standing there.
I didn't even
you kind of had your head
together.
Down, and I'm yeah. like, okay.
I had my head down, like, I better not make any false moves.
So then
the lady did kind of try to make a joke. She goes, oh, you guys must have come in because it's like rain, sun, rain, sun. It's been kind of a little bit bipolar weather yeah. today. And so we were in. then when it was like pouring down rain and all of a sudden the sun started coming back, and I was like, oh babe, it's starting to, the sun's starting to come back out. The lady goes, oh, you must have come in when it was sunny out, because I didn't register. Again, I'm wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
And then she's like, oh, you must have come in when the sun was, because it was like pouring down rain at the time. She's like, okay, this lady is so weird.
No, she was trying to give you the cue
to say something.
To say something. To be like, well, actually, these sunglasses are because of him.
Well, and then now that you say that, I just kind of had it off. She probably was thinking, like, why? This is so weird.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm probably on a freaking wanted poster right now.
No, I told Sean before we went in, I go, I'm going to run to the grocery store really quick. I've got to get out of the house. It's been a couple of days. And then he's like, oh, I'll go come with you. And I was like, just know that I'm not going to take my sunglasses off. I want you to know that ahead of time.
Plus,
my eyes are so freaking sensitive. Whenever this happens, it's sensitive, like, to anything. So it's like, I'm just going to keep blinders on. Anyway, thank God that I had recorded. So if you watch my stories, you might have been thinking, wait a second, I saw you. Sometimes I don't record in real time. So the stories and the ads that I had recorded ahead of time,
thank God. Don't give away the secrets. Don't give away the secrets.
So people are probably like, wait a second, I saw you. It's like, no.
They're like, you're a liar. You're a liar.
Hey guys, every influencer previously records stuff.
Cool.
I don't know if you knew. That's just like a little inside scoop because you were wondering. Anyhow, it's Tuesday night and finally I feel like the right eye is back. The left eye, it still remains to be seen because now I have to go to bed tonight and I don't know if I'm going to wake up and look like Hitch again. So
what
we'll
I want to know from the audience is, do you guys have any weird reoccurring health ailments?
This is like yearly for me.
DM us, DM the podcast page, hit us up, just let us know. Because I do feel like being with you,
it's like an annual thing where something wonky happens.
Something weird. But this specifically is like the second or third time that
where
you've
it's like
experienced
an eye
this.
Thing. One time was like a sty or something.
Yesterday I had one of those moments, or was it 2 days ago? And I think you've only seen it a couple times, but I get it like, I would say once or twice a year. When I yawn.
Oh, you throw your neck out.
No, I get like a neck spasm sometimes. Like I'll be, if I'm super tired and I feel like I'm kind of yawning and it's something about it, like my neck locks into place and I'm trying to push my thing shut. So I feel like that is like my version of like,
this sounds
just a weird.
So funny, dude.
It's weird. And if you saw me do it, you would go, whoa, what is wrong with this dude?
Of course. Lincoln did the funniest thing today. You guys were at Taekwondo, you and Rock, and all of a sudden he goes, oh my God, Mom, oh my God. And I go, what's happening? He goes, I feel like I have like a little thing in my back. It's kind of like what happens to Dad. He's like, he had a back spasm or something.
Oh my
And I
goodness.
Just started cackling. And he's like, no, seriously, it's slipping.
It's like what happened to
I was like,
Dad.
No, it's like what happens with Dad. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt, but you know
that
what?
That was a little jab I hadn't told you.
I'm used to pain.
Yeah,
I'm used to pain. This has been a weird weekend.
I know. Oh my gosh, tell us about it. We're going to talk about what's pressing to everybody, all you out there. We're going to get into it.
Yeah. So for those of you that live under a rock or are just genuinely
don't care,
maybe aren't super into, I mean, to me, this event was so unique that I do think it crossed over a lot of lines.
Like, what are you talking about?
It did
go
very mainstream.
It did.
Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. All right, just to make it clear, what we're about to drop right now is a musical breakdown of the Drake and Kendrick beef. We're going to talk about the songs, the order that they came, the moments, all that. But on Patreon, we're going to do a separate bonus episode. Patreon.com/thekidsaresleep. Sign up and you're going to get a bonus episode where we break down and we explore the veracity and the validity of the allegations made by both individuals about each other. So there's a real serious conversation to be had aside from the music. We're going to have it over on Patreon, bonus episode. Sign up and tap in with us or get tapped out. So I've been told that I get like a little girl when these situations happen.
Yeah.
And so I figure I should explain it like that.
Oh, is that how little girls talk? Or is that
well,
how
like little bitchy princesses. So anyway, so what happened was
Lay it on us. Wait, but are you going to tell us the backstory at all? Or are you just going to get right into it?
You want to start with the backstory?
Yes. Before you get into bitchy girl, teenage girl, give us the, lay the groundwork. Cause some people, like, I think that people are very curious and interested about what's going on now, but just lay a little bit of the history down so that we know, and then get into Bitch Fest this weekend.
Okay. Well, first of all, don't tell me when to go into character and when to go out of character. I'll do it okay, when I want, okay. How I want. Second of all. Okay. So this goes actually back many, many, many years.
Yes.
So for those of you that don't know, okay. So Drake took Kendrick on his first tour. Okay. Oh my God. Kudos. Okay. And yes. Then Drake was also on Kendrick's first album. So there you go. Best friends. Okay. Besties for life. Right? You think so? No.
Oh.
Kendrick, over the years, has been throwing shots at my guy Drake.
Okay. He thinks he's got a God complex.
Don't love it. So basically, ever since, I want to say, what, 2012, 2013, Kendrick dropped a song called Control where he freestyled on this beat and he basically called everybody out.
Yeah.
He was like, look.
I'm the best.
I'm the best. I love you guys. J. Cole, Drake, all you heavy hitters. I love y'all, but I'm the best. And if you guys want problems, you hit me up. We can battle.
Yeah, we can deal with it one-on-one.
So a lot of guys responded, but Drake didn't. And Drake got very bitchy. Yeah. Because basically what Drake said was, Drake did an interview on Hot 97 in New York with Angie Martinez. And he said, she was like, yo, what's up with the Kendrick situation? And he said, well, I saw him 4 days after he dropped the song and everything. He said it was all fun and games.
Yeah.
And so he was like,
we were cool.
He was like, as far as I'm concerned, we're cool. He was like, but then he kept being like, I mean, but you know, is it really that great? Like, right. He kept dropping little things. Like, you could tell he was annoyed by the record.
And then he just put out hits.
I mean, yeah, he went on a run that we've never seen before. Numbers wise, you know, there's really him and Taylor Swift now. Like, there's that's it. There's no one's been this consistent. He's literally, in the past 2 years, he's dropped four albums. One of them was an EDM album. One of them was a collab album. You know, like, he's doing things completely outside of what we've known to be normal. And so, clearly, his consistent level of success has been irking Kendrick Lamar. And they've just been throwing subliminal. In rap, a lot of times, for the uninitiated, rappers will a lot of times throw subliminal shots at each other.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick did a freestyle on BT where he said something about tucking the sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes. Mm-hmm. And then, like, everyone knew he was talking about Drake, right? Mm-hmm, and then Drake has had lines where he talks about, you know, a short guy from Compton. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, everyone knows who they're talking about, but no one was ever calling each other's name out.
Right.
It was all kind of funny games.
Yeah. So this goes way back.
This goes way back. But the real story starts, I mean, who knows behind the scenes when it starts, but there was a record.
Wasn't it like a month ago?
Well, yes, but the real, what happened was, there was a record called First Person Shooter. Mm-mm. And Drake, we know from the records now, and we know from the interviews, that Drake and J. Cole were on a record, and they said, let's get Kendrick. Mm-hmm. I think Drake was kind of like, whatever, you know, I don't really like Kendrick, but to have another number one monster hit, yeah sure, whatever, right? I'm about my business. And Kendrick said, no, I don't want to do the song. So then in the song, J. Cole says, basically, who's the best? Is it K-Dot, Kendrick? Is it Aubrey, Drake? Or is it me? We the big three, like we started a league, right? And I think Kendrick took that and was like, I said I didn't want to be on the record.
Right.
And then you brought my name into it. And so Kendrick dropped.
Like, in a nice way.
It was a compliment. But if you didn't know the behind the scenes, which we didn't know at the time, we didn't know that he was supposed to be on that record.
Right.
So the idea, I understand his perspective of like, I don't want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, don't put me in your mouth.
Don't put me in your mouth to even sell this record at all. Right. You made a big three. Like, I never said the big three. Yeah. I don't think there's a big three.
Well, yeah.
And clearly. So Kendrick put a song out called Like That with Future and Metro Boomin. And Kendrick said, mother F the big three. It's just big me. Mm-hmm. Bomb.
Yeah, that's what started this whole thing.
And so everyone knew, like, okay, it's happening.
It's happening.
Okay,
it's happening. Yeah, there was the tingles.
Like, it's happening, because it was the most direct diss he'd ever thrown at Drake. And he said a bunch of stuff about, like, all your dogs getting buried. You gonna see Pet Cemetery, and Drake's album was called For My Dogs. There was a lot of shitting on dogs. A lot of Peter wouldn't be happy if they heard the rhymes. Peter Peter obviously didn't get the memo because they would have shut this whole thing down, right?
Right.
So there was a lot of bars. So what happened next? What was it? Push-ups? No. We talked about the J. Cole portion on this show.
J. Cole portion.
J. Cole dropped a response. And then 2 days later, he apologized.
He apologized.
And he said, you know what? I don't want the smoke. I'm out of here.
Yeah. He said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I forgot we were rapping.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't want to. Drake, then a week after that, responded with a song called Push-Ups, where he basically took aim at everyone who was dissing him simultaneously. So he went at a bunch of people, but the other people don't matter.
Yeah.
He went at Kendrick straight up. He called him short, which is objectively true,
yeah.
Right? And he basically was just kind of like, yo, like, you do not want this smoke. Drop what you got.
Yeah.
Right? I know you have a record about me. Drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kendrick went quiet. Now, no one knew what was going on. We didn't know, is the battle over? Did he not want the smoke? But apparently what was happening was Kendrick was in a dark room somewhere.
Writing.
With a picture of Drake and a bunch of candles in some type of satanic ritual, summoning the ancient beasts of Vashanti to assist him in his quest.
Yeah.
And this man put out an unprecedented amount of music all at once. So 2 weeks quiet. Everyone was making fun of Kendrick. Where are you? Where are you? Drop. Kendrick, where you at?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick dropped on Tuesday a song called Euphoria. It's a good record. I liked it. Beat switched 3 times. Good record. Then he dropped Friday morning.
Again.
So he back-to-back Drake. Because
we were waiting for the Drake response.
Everybody
and Kendrick
was
like, okay, well, I'm going to go again.
So then Kendrick dropped 616 in L.A., and so now it's like, okay, now he's poking Drake.
Yeah, he's poking him.
Drake, meanwhile, is like, you know, I'm like, L, just, I'm not going to make you wait long.
Yeah.
And Drake drops Friday night. And when I tell you that he dropped a bomb called Family Matters, I mean, it was, and then Kendrick dropped. It was
literally
one of those, like,
so stupid.
I feel like we only listened to the song one time all the way through.
Yeah.
By the time we got through the song, it was a 6-minute song, Kendrick dropped another song that same night. So this is 3 songs, guys, in one day.
Really quick, though.
By the 2 biggest artists in rap.
The thing that I like, so I thought Euphoria was good, but I think that the response that Drake had with Family Matters, the reason why in a battle, why I was defending him is because I've been a Drake fan since the very, very beginning. So I'm going to defend Drake.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ride for him. But the thing that I thought was good is because this is a rap battle. This is for the people who don't know all the ins and outs like you do. Don't understand all of the
the nuances
and disses and all of that kind of stuff. Just from a surface level, I'm looking at it going, okay, he dropped the 6-7 minute whatever with the 3 transitions, the 3 different music, the 3 different vibes. Drake responded. That's my thing. Is that
with
is
a what, song with three,
with a
three
song
beat transitions?
With 3 beat transition, he responded what Kendrick
did directly.
Put out directly and responded to him and responded to what he said.
Same amount of minutes of the song, too.
That's what I'm saying. Then Kendrick lets 6 minutes go and thinks he's responding. That's the thing that's like kind of getting under my skin is like, you're defending Kendrick, but Kendrick put out another diss track. What? Diss track about what? You didn't even hear the song that came out.
I know.
The dude just dropped, Drake just dropped 6 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now you're, oh, yeah, my God. It's like, no, he's not responding to anything that Drake just said. A battle rap is respond.
Yeah, I listen.
In a manner to where we're going back and forth. That's not even a, that's whack.
Were you saying,
already had it written.
Were you saying I was defending?
No.
Okay.
No. Everybody out there. People out there. I'm talking to people out there.
Okay. Let's analyze after.
I know.
But I respect your
rage. I was just trying to get
in
my little word in edgewise at like the 3/4 point.
I respect your rage. So now, like I said, maybe 20 minutes goes by after Drake dropped Family Matters. Kendrick drops Meet the Grams. And he makes some claims about Drake having a daughter that no one knows about. She's 11 years old. Kendrick basically writes a letter to Drake's son, Drake's father, and Drake's mother. It's very nasty. It's gross. So
and it's just about...
Anyway, so then the next morning...
Stuff we don't care about.
Right? The next morning now, we thinking like everyone's like, yo, okay, like the internet didn't have time to do its thing with Drake's song. They didn't have time to go like... So all the skits were now about how the speed of which Kendrick dropped. The next morning, Kendrick drops what will be the number one record.
Yeah.
Maybe of the year with They Not Like Us. And then it's like... Okay, this is crazy. This is, we've entered into
beat,
a new...
The beat was crazy.
The beat is
not,
lit.
Not the record, but the beat was crazy.
Everyone said, you can't battle Drake in the clubs. And right. Kendrick said, I'm going to make the best club record of the, not only this battle, but of the year.
Yeah.
Right? And so he does it. He executes it. It's done. The song comes out. The West Coast goes crazy. And people think like, oh, this is over. Drake drops another record.
Yeah, it's just in, back and forth,
in
back
response,
and
he's literally referencing the records, and he's so there's no doubt in which Drake is listening to the records and then
writing
what he's got to do.
And writing, which is genius.
Which is fresh, and it's, you know, he always gets the ghostwriter critique, right?
Critique
and
for
the
people backlash
that,
or whatever.
For the people that that works on, you just have to know Drake writes and has written for Beyonce, Kanye, Diddy, and a slew of other artists. Drake is a writer. Has he allowed people to write for him? Yes. Do some people think that's corny? Yes. But you can tell when Drake's really got his pen out.
When he's in it.
You can tell. You just can tell. And when he gets mad, there's no question of what's going on. He goes off.
Yeah.
So anyway, all that to be said.
So he was, in response to it, basically saying, hey, I planted this...
The information Intel. About the daughter that Kendrick claimed that he had a daughter.
He was basically saying, hey, Drake, I have somebody in your camp. He was taunting him. I have somebody in your camp. I'm getting all this information. Drake responds with, bro, thank you.
I'm the mole. I'm the one that told you so that you would chase that down so that I could then flip that on you and hit you with the double uno reverse and make you look stupid.
Okay, then. So now it's done. Now it's done. We haven't had another drop. But let's talk about the mole thing, because there are a lot of people who are in support of Kendrick that are saying, oh, okay, well, of course Drake is just going to say he gave him that information.
See, this is where it's going to get testy.
I don't know. I want to hear what you have to say.
So if you don't know what counterintelligence is, you're not going to understand this, right? So to say it as simply as I possibly can, counterintelligence is something that governments, militaries, and intelligence organizations do, where they put a piece of information out there to see what an enemy will do, or to manipulate an enemy into doing something specific. And so clearly what happened is Drake fed this man information and Kendrick ran with it, basically making Drake the ghostwriter of the Meet the Gram song, right?
Yeah.
Like basically, for the people that say, no, maybe he does have a daughter.
What if he does have a daughter?
What if he does have an 11-year-old, not any daughter, an 11-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Like what if the girl that Kendrick is talking about is
well
real?
He could very well have a lot of babies out there.
He could have a lot of babies out there. You know
He's
what I'm saying?
F***ing around town, man.
But for people that say-
It was a very specific
could,
thing.
Yes. So let's say Shannon has a friend and I think she's a snake. Right. So I put a rumor out there that says I was in Mexico last week and I did XYZ. And I tell someone that I know is going to tell her. Right. If I want to see what she's going to do when she goes back and tells my wife, hey, guess what? Your husband was in Mexico. We know who said it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know I wasn't in Mexico because I wasn't in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's how we know.
Yeah.
And so the fact that people don't, it's very frustrating and I'd hate. I'm just frustrated that people don't understand that if the girl was real, Kendrick would have said it.
Well, yeah, there was no response by him. Like, well, this is the other.
Kendrick
this is the
would
other...
have said it. It's not. She can't possibly. It's like, no, present it. Say what
present
is this?
The evidence.
Who
Where
is this person?
Who is she? And the way that they were going back and forth. Now Kendrick's quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, like he would have come back But maybe he wouldn't have because he's not coming back at Drake about anything. He's just putting out records he already wrote. He's not going back and forth with Drake. Drake's going back with Kendrick. Kendrick is not going back and forth with Drake. This is not a batter up. This is songs that Kendrick had previously written.
Yes.
That's where I get fired up because I'm like, in a battle rap, you address what the person has said.
Yes.
And Drake was going back and then coming back at him with, why did Kendrick take away the album cover with all the receipts? The motherfucking receipts.
Yeah.
Where is it? And why haven't you come back at him with all the things that he just said? He just denounced everything that you just put out.
Well, and that's the tough thing about this particular rap battle. If you ever want to look up the Jay-Z Nas rap battle, I think that was the best battle of all time. I think this was the best moment.
Battle rap. Everybody was on pins and needles.
Sean
was on the phone, guys, for hours this weekend. For those of you who don't understand being married to a previous rapper, I mean,
yo,
he was on, everybody was phoning a friend.
Yo, radio station people were calling me.
I mean, they're like, and then like our friends who are just
engineers,
like out of the loop, they're texting him, what do you think? I want to know what you think.
Fellow artists, former artists, retired artists, currently working. I mean, it was people were hitting me up like, yo, Give me the breakdown. Give me the breakdown.
Plus, we were freaking out just in person. We were like, oh my God.
We were sitting here watching a movie, and then I will never forget, and this is why I tip my hat to Kendrick, even though I don't like the fact that I respect it, is that when Family Matters dropped, we were doing the happy dance. Mm-hmm. We sat down, we said, bruh, it's a rap, bro.
Drake
did his thing. It's a rap.
Yeah.
We were sitting here like, yo, did you hear what he... And then it was like, as we were talking, like we sat down, we said, oh, that was good. That was fun. This was fun.
Yeah.
And then we press play on the movie, and then the phone's like... And I look, and it's... I'm like, no. You know, like, you... Because it can't be.
It can't be that he dropped that fast.
It can't be. Yeah. And as someone who knows the hours that it takes to make music, like... It's impossible to create a song in 30 minutes, record it, mix it, master it, and then send it out to places to distribute.
Of course.
So the shit had to be ready to go. And so you are right in this way. Like, people were deceived in this regard. We didn't really get a rap battle where two guys were telling us why they were the better artist.
Yeah.
We had a dirt off where people were trying to get who got dirt on who and where's this person and that person, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a lot. It got really personal. It got really ugly.
Very nasty.
And so nasty.
And so rude.
Right? It got gross. And then what happened was Kendrick, instead of like doing it the traditional way as far as like sitting there and responding to the claims, I don't think he responded to a single claim that Drake said the whole time. I don't even think Kendrick acknowledged that he was short. That's how, for me, delusional the Kendrick fans are.
Drake said stuff about his wife. I mean, all kinds of stuff. He didn't defend any of it.
He didn't say, no, I do live with my wife. Nothing. I never put hands on my wife.
Of course.
I'm a great father.
That's what you would say.
He didn't say any of that.
If you were in a battle rap where you were actually addressing what was happening.
Exactly.
But he's just been mad at Drake. So he just had this shit built up. Like, oh, I'm going to talk about your derelict father. It's like, I have a derelict father. We don't care.
Hey, you know how many kids want a derelict daddy like Drake? Are you crazy?
God.
Do you know how great this kid's life is going to be?
Amen.
Do you have any idea what this kid has coming to him?
Oh my God.
How he's going to just coast through? You know how many derelict dads out here and their kids is hungry?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't even want to have that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's silly, but it was... Kendrick did a great job of speaking to the masses that were tired of this guy winning constantly.
That's why people are mad, because Drake is... Listen.
Linda.
He gonna drop a hit in a second.
Yeah.
And then he's just gonna go on his merry way and be still at the top. He's just gonna hop skip because he doesn't give a dude. He is... the best.
Hey, listen.
He is the GOAT.
Hey.
The one.
The bad
ahead.
Bitches love Drake, man.
The bad bitches love Drake.
And you're a bad bitch.
Well, oh, wow. Not looking like I do right now. Man. If you guys saw me right now, I am hurting for certain.
You still got it.
I'll give Kendrick his flowers for two things. Because that's all he gets. stomping on Drake.
Drake's Family Matters.
Not because of the record.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say because of the record. Mm-mm. I'm going to say because He stomped the timing.
The timing, that was it.
He had it in a chamber.
Family Matters is the best song of the whole thing. It's the best lyrical song from a rapper's perspective. The Family Matters joint said the most.
Yeah.
It said the most to me. It said the most by far.
Yeah, and it came back and it was like the identical, like
he
was
out like Kendrick.
Exactly. But then the next, he did the three different switch. He just crushed it.
But the next morning, Kendrick out-draked Drake with the club joint.
That's okay. So you didn't let me finish. The only two flowers that I'm giving Kendrick are
so one flower,
the
timing.
Stomp, the timing, and then just a banger beat.
Yeah.
And the only reason why that song is the beat.
Yeah,
it's the beat.
And then the hook is amazing, which I didn't think Kendrick had a hook like that in him. I will say this. So the next morning I woke up, and I opened my phone, and my phone was just telling me at this point, Kendrick dropped again. Like, that's all, it just, my phone just said it in words. My phone was like, wake up, Kendrick dropped. Oh, wake up, open your phone, Kendrick dropped. And I was like, are you sure? He was like, open your phone, stupid, open it. And I opened my phone, and I literally pressed play, and it said, burr, 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 burr. And then I was like, I stopped it. I said,
yeah, you're like, I gotta throw this thing.
I was like, no, like when I heard that, bum, 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 like it reminded me of the first time I heard in the club that, boom. Boom, 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 boom. And it was like, I don't care what he says right now.
Yeah, it could be anything.
I don't care what this guy says right now.
Yeah.
But of course, but go, it Shorty, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's the smartest thing 50 Cent
has ever done.
Ever said for his whole career was he said, you're going to play the song for the rest of your life on people's birthdays.
Rocky asked if we could play that for his birthday coming up. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Mom, you got to play the song for my birthday. I said, you got it, dude.
Yo, 50, that was the smartest thing. And so I do feel like this was that moment. They Not Like Us is a concept that basketball teams, you know, you're warming up in the game.
Yes.
They Not Like Us.
Until
they
end, not of like, course. And all your girls go out and you're looking over at the other girls.
They
and you're
like
oh, you're whack.
The cheerleaders.
Oh,
the cheerleaders are going to come on, especially in the hood. The hood cheerleaders. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So it's like it was a great, like the They Not Like Us record is just going to be, I think it's going to be here for a very, very long time. And
unfortunately
it was unfortunately, because it was when I heard it, I was like, damn, like he really beat Drake to this record. I'm surprised Drake didn't drop this exact record.
Yeah.
Instead of like They Not Like, and then the let me just say this last thing, because
no, I got one more thing too.
Good. Kendrick was smart in the last record bringing in everybody in. He didn't say you're not like Drake would have said you're not like me.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been also a great, you're not like me. Like it still would have been a great record.
Yeah.
But then I feel like Kendrick ended it. His crescendo was those guys over there are not like us. It's a universal phrase that could be used by groups of people.
Yeah.
And I thought that was smart. Instead of making it about him, it was about them.
Yeah.
You know, because we might like Drake in the future. And if we like Drake, if those
knowing
people.
Knowing Kendrick, he's going to shake his hand in 4 days. I do need to give Donkey of the Day to somebody, though.
Give it.
And I think we need to come up with a phrase, because we need to do that, dude.
We do.
Like, just who's the, because Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Are they the ones that do Charlamagne? Is he the one,
RPM,
he's the one that does Donkey
bleep
of the
both
Day?
Those things that she just said so that we don't get sued.
Well, whatever. I can say it.
It's a joke. I'm joking.
Oh,
you gotta roll with the punches or get karate chopped.
But yeah, no, we need to come up with our own, because I would love to end the episodes on like a something of the week, whatever. We'll come up with our own kids are sleep phrase. Rick Ross. Rick
Bomb.
Ross, for me,
Bomb.
I actually didn't mind his music. Like, he's put out some hits.
Yeah, mostly with Drake, but yes.
He is such a, and you're going to have to be this RPM, he is such a writer right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he understands, like, what a clown he looks like.
What do you mean? This dude tried to battle Drake, and then when Kendrick got in, he was like,
no one's paying attention to him.
He was like, Kendrick. And it was like, he was like, I just never seen
a grown man like in rap
ride behind a younger guy's wave like that, where it was like, yo,
and then
Rick,
Kendrick's not even acknowledging him.
He's not even, he hasn't even shouted you out or said your name at all.
Yeah.
He hasn't reposted you. He hasn't, like, like liked a tweet. Like, no one is talking to you, bro.
No one.
Kanye jumped in. You didn't even know that.
I did too. Yes, okay, I did. You did. I saw it.
But the fact but is, no one's Kanye, talking to Kanye tried to. Either. No one's what talking about fuck? Kanye. No one cares.
No one cares. Saying,
it's like, so let's be
Everybody
clear.
Everybody wants their little
shots
shine
out. And I got to say, we got to say this because this is what makes hip hop great. You could like it, you could hate it, but at the end of the day, they don't compete in R&B like this. They don't compete in country. They don't compete in heavy metal. Everyone is like, this is my favorite band. They're like, this is my favorite band. But the bands never say, f*** that band.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is what makes hip-hop great. And I will say this, that it's a testament.
It's fun.
To how, as long as no one's getting killed, obviously. Like, this
obviously,
is great.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is great. No one's getting killed. Yeah. No one thought anyone was getting killed. But I will say that the dope thing about the acknowledgement, like for people who think that Kendrick Lamar really didn't respect Drake when this thing started, you have to understand that what Kendrick Lamar did is he pulled up to the fight and he pulled out a 22, then he pulled out a Glock, then he pulled out a bazooka, then he pulled out a machine gun, then he threw a grenade, and then he dropped the airstrike on this dude and he was still walking. So then he said, let me hit him with the club track. Like, he came prepared to fight Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. This
well,
is
he needed to.
This is not so. So I respect Kendrick for he convinced you he don't like Drake. He convinced you he don't respect Drake. He convinced you he think Drake's a clown. But his actions tell me, yo, if I don't come with everything I have,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna
lose. Everything that Drake gave me.
Exactly. I got to bring it all to bear. So if you come with all that, if you bring a bazooka to a gunfight, I know that you have real fear and respect for the guy on the other side.
All right.
And you probably want me to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
Should we be president? guys, Biden, Trump, guys, we got news for you guys, okay? It's our turn.
If you got up on the podium and people were just shouting at you questions.
Oh, you know I flip out. No, it get personal. First of all, Daniela, no, put your hand down with your red suit. Because last time I came in here, you were talking that shit, wasn't you? You almost got kidnapped.
So, you know, I'm doing my walk and I don't ever feel like a prime suspect because I'm so long.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody ever looks at me and goes, she'd be easy.
Yeah, no.
She's not going to put up a fight.
Yeah.
I was probably too big for the car.
It was like a Honda Civic is not going to do the job. Because your arm's going to be out one end, your leg's going to be out the other end.
The other end.
You know what I'm saying?
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
We are back. And we are here with a new segment that we would like to call So I Beef. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 pow, 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 pow. That's me shooting at you. So
I'm so distracted. Sean has Christmas jammies on, and I literally I can't look at anything besides this big ass white T shoulders and then your
T shoulders.
Your big ass white T with shoulders.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, big ass white T. I was like,
and shoulders. So they came out wrong.
Yes, yes.
And Christmas jammies.
Yeah,
the
well,
Christmas jams.
I was getting swamp ass in my other pants and I like
that.
To wear those. So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to like get them all sweaty, swampy.
Right. Let's
so
make a quick change.
I put them away.
Hey, we like Christmas jammies in this house.
You're wearing red and green right now. So it's like, hello.
Well, these are orange, green and blue and orange.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I will say I've gotten some comments on my stories just from, because I wear my Christmas jammies year round.
Yeah.
I love them.
I don't have that many pajama anything. So, because I sleep, you know, in the buff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, in some underoos. You've got some underoos gone.
Sometimes, you know,
depends on the day.
Depends on if I'm getting fancy or not. So we asked you guys, what is the craziest thing that you've done while you were beefing with somebody? That's what I asked. You asked something different, but my question was
like, tell us a beef, because we were talking about all weekend. We've been talking about this. So it's like, well, tell me a beef or tell me about something that you guys have like, what did I say? What was the wording that I used? Oh, I had said War of the Roses.
Yeah.
Or a feud, because I just thought it would be interesting because, you know, some people live in the house of the person that they're feuding with ongoing.
I want to know a real life War of the Roses. Have you seen that movie? I've never. So when I read it, maybe that's why I reworded it for my people, because I didn't know what you were trying to say, but I figured I just didn't get it. So I was
it's a very famous movie.
War of the Roses.
Yes. And the husband and wife, like, they literally turn their house upside down in a full fledge, throwing glasses,
like
everything, like Mr. everything's and Mrs. off. Smith. Yes. Like
they're trying to kill each other. Basically.
They're trying to kill each other. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I like that.
War of the Roses.
It's adorable.
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Have you like feuded with anybody in your
got
life?
You. Got
but
you.
But I was just saying real life War of the Roses would be very interested. There was a very famous morning show and they did the segment War of the Roses. Mm. But they ended up canceling it because people were saying that the write-ins were not true, because they would basically, whoever the female or male was, wanted to find out if their significant other or partner was cheating.
I
would
know this.
Order flowers.
I know this. I know
this. And then
this.
Would call into the radio show, would call them as the delivery person and say, well, you've won flowers or
to
whatever.
To give to somebody.
To give
you've
to
got
somebody.
A free delivery.
Who would
of you flowers?
Like
you
to
give
send them
to?
To? So the ones that they would air would obviously be the ones where they're sending them to
a side piece.
A side piece.
A little,
and
you know,
then,
strange little piece of change.
On three-way would be their significant other. Like, oh, I know, so and so. And they're like, they have this whole thing or somebody's crying. But people were saying that it was like a setup.
So guys,
I'm very curious about this.
It's actually, should I give them a little behind the scenes peek into radio or should I not do that?
Yeah.
Ah, I feel bad doing this. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
But yeah. Stuff like that happens. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I had somebody write in. And this is classic teenage beef.
Mm.
Okay? Called up my older cuz. He didn't even say cuz. He said cuz. Called up my older cuz and his crew. And we beat up some fool who stole my Tupac All Eyes on Me CD.
Stop it. Not the Tupac. That was a good one.
What are you talking about? Stealing CDs back in the day could have got you done in.
Of course.
You took my CD? Especially an album.
Stealing anything.
A burnt CD that I burnt, you could take. You could get it.
Yeah,
but an album that I took the bus.
That's the thing is that I think at that age, sometimes they're like, you're looking for something. So like, if you knew that somebody stole your CD, it's like, you're calling the crew.
Cause you got to steal steal all the CDs. That's how you don't get caught. You steal one CD. I know exactly who was eyeballing that CD.
Yeah. I can see it in your backpack now.
I remember one of my first like Lincoln parties when I had my car. Like I had my first car was an 85 Corolla. I went to Lincoln High School and it was like my first party probably that I just drove to. And remember like there'd be a field. I don't know if you guys have been to a field party.
Oh yeah.
So you driving up on the field itself, right?
You don't know where to even
you
stop.
Don't know where to go or whatever, but you just park where the cars are parked, right?
Park by the cars.
And 85 Corolla is like one of this is the year 2000, 2001 when I have this car.
Mm-hmm.
And someone broke into the car, probably with like a pen or something, because it wasn't that hard, and took my jacket. My first stuff. I've had entire jackets of CDs taken two or three times.
Mm. That's
and
all you have, because there was no streaming back then.
There's no streaming.
Nothing. There's nothing.
This is to have like your whole CD collection.
And every CD, for those of you who don't know what a CD is out there, is basically...
It's a compact disc is what CD stands for.
And it was all that you had. Like you had to put this into a player that would actually play one song at a time.
One record. Like you
one
had to
record.
One album.
You had to commit. That was the biggest, hardest part.
Yeah.
You can't hop, skip, and a jump around.
You couldn't listen
you
to Busta Rhymes,
to
Method
one.
Man, and then T.I. and then Taylor Swift.
But
you had to listen to one artist at a time.
I used to love when they put out like the top 100 or top 50.
Of
or
course,
something.
The compilation CDs.
Give me that. Because then I have a variety.
When CD burners came out, I'm not going to lie. That's what changed. That was one of my first hustles. I made... mix CDs.
You made me a mix CD for our first date.
When we first met, if I loved you or if I knew you as if you were a friend of mine, I had a name called my name was DJ Fuck You, right?
I love that, yeah.
And I used to make like I had DJ Fuck You Soaking Wet edition that was like the love making tracks, and then there was DJ FU. We had new shit, so I hit my guys. Hey, here's the new shit. So it was compilations because it was like you could then
Did
put
you
your
charge
CD
them
in.
For it?
I used to sell them to people I like didn't really rock with, but like to my close friends, it was just like, yo, just take it.
Yeah.
And it was, they would be like, yo, bro, I need some new DJ F*** you. Like, it was a thing. This was a thing. So this resonates with me when someone says they were willing to fight over a single CD.
Yeah.
A single CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a double album, so that makes it worse. All Eyes on Me was a double
way
album.
Way worse.
And it wasn't just a double album. It was the double album.
Yeah, one of the best of all time.
And this person, I know how old they are, and they're pretty young. So Tupac was probably dead at this point. So can't take a dead man's album from me.
No.
We're not doing that.
No, I had somebody write in and say that they have been beefing with their bonus daughter's mom. So they're probably their husband's ex for 14 years. And I know that's intense because you're doing the back and forth.
Oh, you gotta drop the kids off.
You gotta drop the kids off.
And then they gotta get dropped off.
And they gotta pick up. And there's the constant.
The sports games where everyone's in attendance. The birthday parties.
For life.
Christmas. Thanksgiving. What about, hey. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
What do you do?
That's rough.
I tell you what you don't do. You don't get the whole damn day. You got to share this chick.
Well, no, of course, because the daughter is not actually yours. She's your bonus daughter.
Yeah, but she
goes. So she's going to want to spend it with her mom.
But what I'm saying is, you know, maybe the mom's a piece of shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's frustrating. Maybe it's
a constant.
We don't know.
And there's no resolution. I think that's the hard part is like there's these beefs where you're like, I could very well write this person off and I'm never going to see them again. And there's the beefs that you're in for life.
Yo, shouts out to the dope Anne Hathaway rom-com we just watched.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
The Idea of You.
The Idea of You. Let me tell you. Because
have I been kneeling?
Your title game is second to none lately. Usually you can't remember a title to save your life. You'll read a book and don't know what the book was called.
No.
You got to turn it over and go, what's on the cover? Like, you, lady.
I'm killing life lately, man. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fine. The relationship that Anne Hathaway's character had with her ex-husband's new wife.
Oh, so funny.
Was so classic because the character you guys got, it's a great movie.
It's a famous book.
Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like it's like a bestseller. So a lot of people didn't want to see the movie because they didn't want the book to be ruined. You know how a lot of times the movie is going to ruin the book, and the book was so good.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of people are watching the movie because it's Anne Hathaway, and Anne Hathaway does major films. And so it's like everyone's asking like, oh my God, well, why would Anne Hathaway sign up to do this rom-com situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do think that if it was a different actress other than Anne Hathaway, it wouldn't have been what it was.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great movie. I liked it.
Well, I thought it was cute. I'm not a big rom-com girl anymore.
We're not rom-com people at all.
But the dynamic between was really funny. Because she was kind of like, the dad had obviously cheated.
Yes, with the new wife.
With the new wife. And it was funny because the new wife was trying to get in with Anne Hathaway.
She just wanted to be friends so bad.
And Anne was not giving her an inch. She was just like, and then so she was trying to give her a little, like, do a little poke, little joke. And Anne Hathaway would basically be like,
"Yeah." No, what do you mean? She was like, no, I hate his guts too. Do you want to have dinner? No. No, I don't. I don't want to have dinner with you. I don't care.
I don't want to get on the same page here.
Yeah, we're never gonna be friends. And I respected it so much.
It's so good.
And she reminded me of you. Yeah. That would be you. That would be
where
you.
I'm like, but I don't like you.
Yeah, but like she's like, oh, do you want to hang out? No.
No.
No, I don't.
No, don't call me. Lose my number.
Okay. This young lady wrote in and said, I found out my guy had another chick in his house and wouldn't come outside.
Oh.
This sounds like a country gal. She said, so I spun my tires.
Shut up.
And had full intentions of ramming his precious truck if he didn't bring his ass out of the house.
Stop it.
He came out and she hid in the closet.
Not the closet again.
I was crazy.
So he basically was saying, you're crazy. But she's like, oh, I know she's in the closet.
I don't think we're appreciating the fact that when she says she spun her tires, this is someone that's literally one gear shift away.
I would have hit the car
from destroying this truck. And she's just, and you know, like, you gotta, yo, for those of you that like have never had a screechy tire outside your house, when you have neighbors, you got to put that sound to a halt
because
that's the kind of sound that draws attention that you don't want. Somebody screeching tires in front of your house.
If I knew that my man had another woman in the house, I'm letting the whole neighborhood see this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've lost control of my mental. I'm checked out.
Yeah.
I'm letting everybody, passerbyers.
You're having an out-of-body experience.
I'm having an out-of-body experience. So I'm wanting onlookers. Hey, the neighbor comes out. Hey, get the bitch out here. You know, hey, I'm getting the brigade.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to come in and we're all going to target your ass.
We're going to drag this
girl out of the house by her extensions.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like
goodness.
Imagining that she has extensions.
Oh, my. Well, you'd hope so.
I know.
I hope she keeps herself together.
Right. Yeah.
Don't you have I feel like you've had a crazy car story.
I've had some crazy stories. Guys, I've been through... I actually have had some feuds in my day. I've had some feuds.
Yeah?
And there's a couple that come to mind around this same person.
Mm-hmm.
So I had talked about this in the past, but I had a 10-year relationship before I met Sean. And we kept just like, once we kind of broke it off, it was like, are we broken off? Are we not? Are we dating other people? Dating other people? We kept kind of going. You go back to what you know.
Yeah.
So I'm dating this guy. And what I found out, he was a loose cannon, but he was a big dude.
Yeah.
And he, for me to say that, like, I'm not like that nervous of anybody. We've talked about that before, but this human was sort of had like a complex where you might do.
He had crazy eyes.
That's so true.
He had crazy eyes. I never seen him, but when you describe him, like, he had crazy eyes. Like, this is a, he might hit me. He might.
Yes.
This is a man that might hit a woman or a baby or an old person. Like, you don't know what he might do.
Yes. Yes. He had the look.
Did you not? Hold on. Let me just give you this small detail for people that don't understand what we're talking about. Did you not tell me that the first time he met your older brother, who is a giant human being, he
my
shook
older
his head
brother is 6'8".
Harder. Like, your brother said, no one has ever shaken my hand that hard.
No, yeah, and he said, based off of the handshake, you're not dating that dude.
Yeah, I can't.
No, because
guy.
He's like, why would he want to break my hand over a handshake? Like, you're trying to kind of puff your chest, right? Mm. So I have this whole falling out. Basically, at the end of the day, I'm dating him, but I'm kind of trying to get rid of him. I kind of don't know how to, because I'm like, he's obsessed with me.
Yeah.
There was one night where he parked behind my car and boxed me in because he thought I was going on a date. And I looked out my window. I was upstairs. I looked out my window. I saw him boxed in. I went out the other door because I had a front and a back door.
Oh my God.
On the back side. I went out the front door. I go on the date. I'm on the date.
Oh my God.
I leave him in the wings.
Yo, this woman is this. Yo, beep, 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 beep.
So,
yo, that's the most vocab thing I ever have heard in my life. Like, I've literally done
an
that.
An invisible person in the house. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
I have literally went out the back fence.
Yeah.
Through the broken board in the fence and dipped on somebody because it was like, oh, you're going to wait in front of my house? Cool.
Yeah.
I'm out the backyard and I'm in the bar next door and you're none the wiser.
You're none the wiser. Well, he ended up being the wiser. So I go on the, date, right? I'm on the date with my guy I had been with for 10 years.
Because
I'm like, oh, if this is just familiar, let me go out and have a good time tonight.
Oh my God.
So I go out with my ex and we're sitting there like having a drink or whatever. And I'm talking about, when I tell you that my phone kept ringing. And I wasn't answering it.
Yeah.
I go in the bathroom because I don't want, you know, not trying to ruin the night.
Yeah.
I go in the bathroom to find out what's happening. This dude had gotten so pissed that he knew that I had gotten out of the house and escaped him that he had called my best friend and her dude that she was dating.
Yeah.
And had told them secrets that I had divulged to him about her and him. And so now my best friend was going to be upset with me.
Oh my God.
And I was living with my best friend. So he was basically like ruining my home life.
Put your life in shambles.
I went to the next level.
Tell the story.
I basically ended the date right there. I was like, I got to go. Because all this shit was going down. I'm getting blown up. What is this dude doing?
Where is he going? Kendrick dropped again. We got to go.
I had to go now. I was like, I just have to go now. I'm not going to be able to focus. So I just get in my car. And the only thing that I can think is like, I need to find this dude. I had blacked out. I was like, I'm driving to his house. I need to find him. This man is way bigger than me.
Yeah.
And again, the crazy eyes, I don't know. But at that point, I was like, I'm going to beat him up. I'm going to find his car. Like, I've never in my life felt like I wanted to violate somebody in such a manner as this man on this night.
Oh my God.
It was done. It was done. That was done.
Yo, this story, man, it's one of my favorite stories that you tell. I feel like you add new details every time.
There's so many details that I try to leave out because I'm trying to tell the story in a fast manner.
Exactly.
Because you're looking at me going, okay, don't take all day. No,
but that was new. I don't know. There's so many details. I didn't know that you snuck out. Like, I didn't know the beginning the part. Like that. I knew about the rest of the story, but yeah, that was good. That was good. I actually had somebody write in and say that I slashed some tires.
Oh.
I slashed some tires in a feud. That's a.
I feel like I'm really nervous about doing something like that. Well, it depends on what year you're in, because up until like the last few years, it would have been don't put it past me, you know, because we used to egg houses. We used to do all kinds of stuff growing up because you were never there was never the threat of like someone's watching you.
Yeah.
Now
cameras everywhere.
I don't even want to like pretend like I'm getting like a little thing out of my nose.
The door cam will catch you from 6 blocks away.
Someone's going to see me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. You know, come on. You're going to be somebody.
Last one. Do you have a couple? Let's take some over to Patreon. I feel like
we're definitely going to take some, but I got some of my own. If you guys want to hear some feud stories,
I have another one.
I might even divulge like a crazy street story that I know details of. I might divulge it on Patreon because I'm pretty sure the feds can't tap into that without paying $5 a month. And, you know, speaking of the feds and $5 a month, it would be worth it to pay $5 a month because if you did, you would get 50 episodes because we just dropped our 50th Patreon episode and we didn't really celebrate it.
No.
Because you know why we didn't?
Let's celebrate 51.
You know why we didn't?
Hey, you know, there's no rules.
You know why we didn't? Because we've been passing milestones like crazy people. Yeah. And it really is hard to keep up. And because we started the Patreon 10 episodes after the real show. Mm-hmm. And so
the main show.
And so it just like when we pass a milestone, the other milestone's coming.
Yeah.
If we hit 100th episode of the main show, trust me, the 100th Patreon episode is coming right behind that. So sometimes we forget to celebrate on Patreon.
Get over there, guys. It's $5 a month. $5 a month.
50 episodes.
Let's go.
Do the math. Patreon, 10 cents an episode.
Patreon.com/thekidsaresleep. You're going to get every Tuesday episodes. And it's where we're going to take our asses.
And I think like if you do that, then we'll see you next week.
Ooh, when the kids are asleep. I thought you were going to give one last one. You have a good one or save one?
No, I'm saving it for Patreon.
Yeah,
I'm saving it for Patreon. No, because it's like, I'm going to save you.
If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at the Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.